following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats. And you get to choose the seats you want. So you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today.
StubHub. We now take you to the Doug and Daddy post-show meeting.
I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Now fast forward to when Daddy gets home.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
At this low point, somebody reaches out to Daddy with an important message.
It's about time to go and get and catch your baseball caps. On backwards, put on some shoes, but nothing else, and roam the streets of whatever city you may inhabit.
That's right, Daddy says. With Doug gone, I'll be able to wear my hat backwards, because we all remember the last time somebody did that.
Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Standard dress code. Put your hat on right.
Daddy asks himself,
why would you be that miserable a person?
And what about not wearing anything else?
I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right?
Good attitude, Daddy. So what you're telling me is you're gonna thug out? How much money you packing?
I got a roll of lettuce.
Sound like enough to get us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, it's Friday, Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of people taking off work early. We're gonna take off work as soon as this show's over. We're gonna take you up to the lunch hour. Hopefully you'll be able to get out of work this afternoon. Have a happy and wonderful Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug's out today taking part of the Ord Open, the first major of the year on the open circuit around central Nebraska, as many people are.
He almost died yesterday. He left the building, and the building tried to attack him to keep it there. The arm from the door swung down and almost nailed him.
Really?
Really. Tune in on Tuesday to see if he's back.
Well, we hope Doug's back. We hope Doug's back. We're going to be joined by Cash Kalkowski today. We're looking forward to that. Get his thoughts on Mike Anderson leaving. Get his thoughts on how his season went individually. If his bat lived up to the expectations he had set when he went down there to pitch, then ended up playing, being a position player. And hitting the baseball around a little bit, or a lot, as far as the Huskers were concerned. He was one of their leading hitters. Also going to talk to Mike Lineski out of Lexington. There's a car show going on. There's much grassroots deal getting started in Lexington. Much like Cruise Night has become a big success in Kearney. That is what's going on this weekend in Lexington, so we're looking forward to that. And we're going to...
You got three words, park, road, and golf.
Yeah, you, go.
You got about 30 minutes before we award a winner for the Big Daly's Deli combo meal.
Perfect, perfect. And the biggest highlight of the day is Greg Shea is sitting in today for Doug Duda. And, Greg, it's great to have you in. Of course, Greg is the president and general manager of the Vieira Event Center. Thanks for coming in today, and welcome.
I was thrilled when I got that text from you, and I knew that you guys had probably checked everybody that was available. Damon Day was probably not available, just probably getting back from the regional. I'm thinking of all the people that could have been the guest host that got checked off the list, and they're like...
Damon Day, Greg Shea. Those are the...
I only know there was number of them. I think Damon Day is great. I'm just kidding. He's probably listening right now. It's great. This will be a lot of fun.
Do you have a big weekend plan? Do we halt those plans and put them on hold for a little while?
I'll probably, speaking of sports,
might swing the sticks for the first time, you know, here in Kearney. I'm hoping to do that, but we'll see how the weather goes. And I always watch a little bit of the Indy 500. I don't sit there and watch the whole race, but I think the beginning of that race is one of the great moments in sports, even if you're not an Indy fan or you're not a racing fan. I do appreciate it, and I'll watch, you know, I'll watch probably the opening of that race, and I'll try to find out at the end who won the race.
I think that the lead up to this race is going to be a lot different and a lot more special, being the 100th year of something you don't see in the history of this race. Maybe would, if people will sit down and watch it, maybe generate a lot more interest for the casual fan that this is the only open wheel race that they care about the whole year. Yeah. Is the Indy 500, and let's be honest, when they go to California on the road course, that doesn't do much for me, doesn't do much for a lot of people, unless you're a hardcore fan. But I think the lead-up and the history is one thing people really like to rally around, and when you start hearing the Ray Hall names and the Andretti names and the Foyts and the Unsers and those great names of this sport, and combine it with today's drivers, I think that adds some intrigue to the race.
So as a kid, there's things that stick with you. As a kid, you remember the name Chris Sakonamaki, and you would watch Wide World of Sports. And I believe back in the day, this would have been, you know, it still is on ABC today, but maybe it's always been on ABC. I even remember the announcers, but you could hear that voice from Chris Sakonamaki at the Indy 500. You're too young to remember that voice.
Yes, I do not know Chris.
It's just
would love to have met Chris, but
well, he had a great name.
Yes,
I don't know what he
did.
Was for racing, but that's about the extent of the sports weekend, the Memorial Day weekend. Nothing more.
Well,
just nice to know you got 3 days and. And then again, in all seriousness, it's an important holiday. So
absolutely, and yes, a lot goes into that. And if you are gonna, you know, not only for people that have obviously passed in your families and stuff, but it's one of those. It's almost a Veterans Day takes on a new meeting, and for all the people serving overseas, that allow us to sit here and be bozos and laugh and yuck it up on a radio for an hour a day, and allows us those freedoms. Certainly, our due respects go out to every one of those families that is sacrificed,
yeah,
for us.
And I think, as a sidebar to that, sports does a great job of over this weekend of recognizing that. If you watch a Major League Baseball game this weekend, you know, sports will take on that ability to, you know, make sure that they pay tribute to the past, you know, the soldiers that have died, people that are serving now. You'll see it at the Indy 500 at the beginning. I mean, I think sports does a great job in though when it's time and not to be overly try to take the big stage, but they're good at making sure that, hey, this is an important weekend. It's a baseball weekend, it's a racing weekend, but we also know what this holiday is all about.
Many people thought it'd be a basketball weekend too, as the Bulls would extend that series. And last night, somehow,
wow,
down the stretch, LeBron James becomes LeBron James again. And people saw it versus Detroit, you know, when he was with the Cavaliers and taking over ball games and left people shaking their heads. Well, last night down the stretch, and people, epic failure is the headline, or epic something in the Chicago papers this morning. He got beat by LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade, a team that was assembled basically by those three behind the scenes. I don't call that an epic failure. I call it getting beat by probably a better team than you.
Absolutely. You have a team, and it'd be interesting to see how they keep that team together, the Bulls. But it was a failure in the fact that they had the MVP. The way they played all season, I mean, just everything about the Bulls all season, I think people rallied around that. And then I think there's also people that just, you know, like or not like LeBron James, the way that whole thing was put together last July, and how he took forever to announce what he was going to do. I think there were people, I would say, rooting against them having the success that was pretty much predicted, and they're proving it. And I go back to that game last night. I know Dwayne Wade struggled, but then he had the 4-point play, and you can point to a number of things in the last 2.5-3 minutes. But the 18-foot jumper in the face of the Bulls by LeBron James, that was it. It was over.
Towards the top of the key area.
Yeah, top of the key. I mean, he's pretty much wide open. That's a dynamic player who sticks shots from 18 to 20 feet away, late in the game, on the road, everybody rooting against you. And then everybody rallied around that. And of course, Rose ends up forcing another shot. Well, I guess you can't say force the last shot. He didn't have a choice but to force the last shot, as Korver couldn't get rid of the ball. But, I mean, yeah. it was absolutely – I told you when I walked in here, I kept peeking at the score. And I knew they let it 12. Did they leave it more than 12 at one point?
It was right 10 or 12 with four.
It could have led by 24.
It wouldn't have mattered.
And I still could see LeBron stepping up and doing what he did last night along with Wade. I thought Bosch was great. I mean, he's been the guy they've kind of ridiculed all season, who's maybe not played up to. He's a cool cat. And again, last night, what do you have, a double-double? And he's been very steady, throughout the playoffs.
But for all they went through all year, I find it interesting in the finals. You've got a team in Dallas that nobody believed in all year long, except that group of guys. And as Mark Cuban said, the 20,000 in that building, the American Airlines Arena in Dallas. I find it that they're facing a team that all – middle of the year, gosh, they're going to be the sixth seed. Yeah. Boy, they're going to six or seven seed. Yeah, they're going to sneak into the playoffs. But boy, what a huge failure to assemble this cast. And everybody tore that team apart. And they'd go on the road and lose 4 or 5. They couldn't win at the end of games. They couldn't finish at the end of games. Those guys stuck together and believed in one another. And then those two teams will face off for the world championship. And I think that because LeBron did what LeBron did, love him or hate him, I think the interest in the NBA, aside from maybe when L.A. and Boston faced, because I think that was huge as far as national goes, but it's when he made that decision, I think the NBA stock, David Stern, had to just sit back with a smile on his face and shake his head saying, I did nothing promotionally for this to happen, but love him or hate him, people are watching this, and they're going to watch every game of Dallas and Miami.
Yeah, period. Exactly. And oh, by the way, guess who's in the back seat of this whole thing for Miami? Pat Riley. He's won a few championships.
Well, you got this young coach. He's just waiting to replace him with all the. Oh, the young coach, by the way, is in the NBA Finals. And Pat Riley's probably got a huge smile on his face, too, saying, I think I had something to do with this. I think we look pretty smart right now. But.
Let's just hope they're the finals. And I think without a doubt, it should. I just want to see something go 7 games. Go 7 games. Nobody sweeps. These games were all great. I mean, both the Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals, they're all great games. They all went down. I mean, unfortunately, you could pretty much predict what was going to happen the other night. Dallas flexed their muscles, stayed poised, stayed in the game. Dirk hit shots. Last night, LeBron hit shots. I mean, pretty predictable in the end. So I just hope it goes 7 games, and I hope that they all go to the buzzer.
Who wins?
I think the Miami wins. I mean, I just think that they're I don't know that anybody's got an answer for LeBron. But then again, Dirk just continues to surprise me with what he can do.
Everybody's picking the Lakers, before this whole deal. The Mavericks sweep them in 4, and really none of them were that close. It's not like Dirk hit a 3 with no time left to beat them all 4 games. I mean, those games were – Dallas was a better team, period. End of that sentence. Now it's interesting. I like the Heat. what LeBron's doing. But Dirk – I think that Cuban being so quiet through all this, and everybody expects him to be the chirp, 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 this owner that's talked his whole career. And I thought it was great the other night when Doris Burks got a microphone in his face and says, Mark, you've been so quiet through this whole process. What was your thought process? Doris said it doesn't really matter. She had to feel And I'm sure that was, you know, that's a question that everybody wanted her to ask. And I'm sure that's a question that she went to her producers and said, this is what I'm going to go with. And they go, I think you got to. And then it was just like the right cross, you know, it was like, and she's knocked out and basically grabs a microphone and says about four sentences and nothing over the top, you know, about, and we're not done yet. And that was basically the message. And I think both these teams feel there's unfinished business, and I think that's what makes it great. You know, you mentioned the baseball that's going to go on this weekend. You mentioned the Indy 500. This basketball next week will get started. The golf and the Byron Nelson Classic. I thought for the longest time Tiger would be back. Tiger's going to win the majors. Tiger's going to do this. It's finally starting to hit me. It's finally starting to hit. Ryan Palmer's having a great day at 9 under par, leads the field by 5 shots right now. It's finally starting to hit me that maybe for the first time, I don't think he's going to obtain Jack's majors, because for the simple fact, when I go to the Byron Nelson Classic and I look at the leaderboard and I look at the top 20 golfers and I start reading off names, and if you're not a golf fan, I've heard of, you know, you've got Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia.
Read them off for me. I'm curious.
Scott Percy. Have you ever heard of Scott Percy?
Don't. I like to think I'm a pretty big golf fan. No, I'm not aware of Scott Percy.
Ryan Palmer. Yes. Okay, you've heard.
Yeah.
Jeff Quinney.
Yep. Quinney's been around.
Been around for a long time, yeah. But as far as a major winner, no real threat as far as Tiger goes.
No, 125 and lower.
Right.
Pretty much consistently.
Jeff Overton.
Long hitter, big player, had a great finish last year. Been a little disappointing out of the gate, but it's got big game.
But you're talking top 40 player, not necessarily, that guy's going to challenge Tiger Woods. I mean, when you go down this list, Chris Riley, Josh Teeter. I've never heard of Josh Teeter.
No, Riley I have.
Yes, Kid Riley
from
I
Vegas.
Have. Ogilvy I have. Keegan Bradley.
Yeah, so is your point that you're just constantly seeing new names every weekend that pop up in the top 10 in these tournaments for the first, you know, 2 or 3 days and even into Sunday? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and I'm going to the bottom half of the leaderboard here where I see Charles Howell's name. I see Jason Day's name. You can go right down the list, and I'm on one of the bottom of the leaderboard, Scott Verplank, Elkington. I mean, big names that come to mind when you're talking golf, Mike Weir, towards the very, very bottom of the leaderboard. All the names that people, you know, you think, well, those guys have won majors, been in contention for majors. This is a regular run-of-the-mill golf tournament. You would think those names would be up at the top, Teeter, Riley. Okay, here's a check for 18,000 guys. You finished 58th. But they're not. These guys are in contention week in, week out. Yeah. You look at the leaderboard in golf and you just shake your head going, there's so many people that can win nowadays. I think Jack, yeah, there was a few people that could win. But I think there were 15 people, talent-wise, that could get hot.
There was a huge separation between.
Right.
Between. I give Tiger this. Tiger, in a lot of ways, in so many ways, has transformed the game athletically. And I think, I mean, if you watch today's, all these young players that are up and coming, look at, for the most part, I'm not saying completely across the board, you know, there's an occasional young Stadler or somebody that maybe doesn't have the physique. But if you look at these young golfers that just continue to jump into the leaderboard week after week, like you're talking about, you're seeing them athletically operating at a much higher level. And I think you got to get, I mean, point to Tiger, because Tiger,
started the revolution.
I mean, he started this whole thing. I mean, you're hearing about guys like Jim Furyk and Sink and others that, you know, their regimen in terms of was they would hit balls, they would do all these things that you have to do to practice in preparation for a tournament. But, oh, by the way, now they're running. Now they're going through all these physical tests. There's so much more to it than just being able to hit the ball long ways and having soft hands. And Tiger, You know, I think he's created his own monster in that the young guys coming up, they recognized how important it was to be in the gym, to be doing all these other things. They all have game. They all have game, but now they're fueling themselves with the extras, and that's, you know, the extra muscle, the flexibility, you know, all these other things that come with it. And guess what? Tiger's also broke his body down because he went to the extreme. I mean, and so that may be the lesson, you know, on the other side of this thing.
Hey, on the other side of this break, we're going to talk to Cash Kalkowski, Nebraska outfielder, Nebraska baseball player out of Grand Island. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice, because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
Grillers know that when a rub is good, the steak is better. And when the rub is from Hole-in-One Farms, the result is near magic. Hole-in-One Farms Java Rub combines aromatic spices and peppers, a hint of sugar, and of all things, coffee, which enhances the meat flavor as it leaves the grill a beautiful coffee brown. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com to read the Hole-in-One story.
It's all about UNK Athletics. Wednesdays with Doug and Danny. Loperlink. He's brought to you by Charter West National Bank. You have your reasons. We have your loan. And by Garrett Tires, Transit Appliances, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, Broken Bow, and Cozad. Loperlink Wednesdays on Doug and Danny on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see some lingering clouds followed by some breaks of sun developing during the day today with highs around 70. Winds out of the southeast continue early, then turn to the northwest this afternoon around 10 to 20. Tonight's lows reach 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 57.
It's been a great week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ryan has been in here every day from the Midway Auto Dealership telling us what's going on as we get into Memorial Day with some of the great things that are going on with the Midway Auto Dealerships and what we've been talking about all week, the hassle-free pricing. That's a great slogan, Ryan, but what does it mean and how do you come up with that rock-bottom price that's going to be best for yourself and course for the customer?
Sure thing. Well, basically, you know, the information's out there. You know, everybody's got the internet. Everybody has access to all the information they need to make an informed decision. Well, as a dealer group, we've got the same access, and we've invested in a lot of software that basically tells us every single vehicle for sale inside whatever radius we want, and then also what they sold for. So when we trade for a car, we pretty much know what the price is going to be that we look to sell that car for.
From a personal standpoint, what are people looking for right now? I mean, we see gas at almost $4 a gallon. We see kids going off to college at this time of the year, or at least they're getting out of high school. They're going to need a reliable vehicle. What are people looking for?
Well, we've been selling a lot more of the fuel-efficient vehicles. Chevrolet Cruze, the Chrysler 200, Chevy Malibu. Those have sure been hot. But here in Nebraska, we're still selling the trucks, too.
Trucks, you can't go wrong, especially if you've been driving around in the mud here lately. They're going to get you from point A to point B. Folks, if you need more information, go to the best website around, thinkmidway.com.
Us. We're joined right now by Cash Kalkowski, who individually had a pretty decent season for the Nebraska Cornhusker baseball team, especially at the plate when no one, coming into this year, no one knew if he could hit a baseball or not. Cash, you could always hit a baseball in high school. We're glad to have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. We're hanging in there getting ready for a holiday weekend. Obviously, a lot's went on since you guys ended the season. When you guys had that final meeting with Coach Anderson after the sweep of Missouri and of the doubleheader, was there a feeling in your stomach that you knew he would not return as the head coach of the University of Nebraska?
No, not really. There was no feeling at all. He just said that the last meeting, he said that, "I'm glad you guys fought these last two games and showed how you guys know how to play baseball." So that's what we did.
When the news came out, what was the – I guess take us back before the news came out. Down the last month of the season, what was the psyche of the team? Was everybody hanging together? Was there down moments? What was the general mood of the team?
No, the general mood of the team was actually really good. We know we needed to win a couple games to get to the tournament, and we know we needed what to do, but we didn't. We didn't win those games, so – but the team morale was awesome. Everybody stuck together.
Obviously, when it was announced that he would not return, you guys found out how.
We had a team meeting on, I think, Monday or something, and he came to us like he always does. He comes to us first and talked to us and says that Coach Osborne is letting him go. So he told us it was kind of a shock, and it was kind of sad to see a coach leave.
Obviously, this is kind of a – whether you make the postseason tournament, whether you don't make the postseason tournament, this is kind of a key period that people don't realize, because this is a time of year people get sent to play summer ball. If you're one of the elite in the nation, you go to Cape Cod League, you can go to Northwoods League, you can go to Texas League, you can go to the Alaska League, as Kearney's Drew Anderson did. Who's been involved in placing players around the country in these leagues now?
Like, who sends us there?
Yeah, what coach are you guys dealing with now down there?
Our coaches set us up for summer ball, then we just meet the coach when we go down there.
But I mean, is it Coach Newman now that's setting these things up?
Coach Bingham sets all that up.
Coach Bingham sets all that up. You are going where?
I'm going to Kilgore, Texas, in the Texas Collegiate League.
Texas Collegiate League, and as far as nationally goes, how many players will play summer baseball? Does everybody basically go somewhere and play?
Yep, our whole team will.
The whole team will. Well, that should be a great experience. Now it's interesting for you because you are draft eligible again.
And they
will draft you as a position player instead of the pitcher, which a lot of people thought you got drafted at earlier. Your natural position, you'd like to get back to the infield. You've been playing kind of all over the place in the outfield. What would you like to see happen?
Just actually whatever helps the team, actually. I had a blast playing outfield this year. It was a new experience. I still have to learn. That's why I'm going down to Texas, is to learn the outfield again and just get more experience out there.
Cash Kalkowski joins us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Cash, what the experience you had this year behind the plate, you hit the ball, I think, better than many, many people expected. What do you still need to improve on with your swing?
Everything. Pitchers are going to get better. Sliders, breaking balls, everything. I just need to get more bats and see more pitches to get better.
What will it take for you to be back with this Nebraska baseball team? As far as is there a round in which you would see yourself going that you'd have to forego playing in Nebraska again?
I have no clue about the draft. It's up in the air right now, but for right now, I'm going to Nebraska. So, and whatever the draft comes, it comes, and I'll see what happens then.
Have they told you guys anything about the general timing or how they will tell you who the new coach is at the University of Nebraska?
No. Coach Osborne, when we had a meeting with him, he said it's up in the air right now. It's in the postseason going on right now, and then maybe we'll know after that in a couple of weeks.
Cash, obviously, how many players on your team? You got any teammates going with you to the Texas League?
I do not.
Well, are you going to be all right by yourself? You going to be able to fit in with the other guys?
I should be.
Now, the Texas Collegiate League, where does that league across the nation, how many teams are in that league?
I think there's 8 or 9 teams in that league.
And you stay with the host family, basically, and basically travel the whole summer?
Yes, I do. I stay with the host family and just travel like it's like a little minor league team.
Well, that's got to be exciting and something to look forward to. Cash, we appreciate you spending a couple minutes with us to get your thoughts on what transpired in Lincoln. But best of luck, and I know you guys had a great season individually, especially behind the plate when a lot of people shook their heads that you crushed the ball at times. You led them in a lot of categories and a great job this year.
Thank you very much.
Cash Kalkowski, of course. He started his career young in Sports Illustrated by hitting 2 grand slams in 1 game. He was in Faces in the Crowd, and one of those Grand Island baseball players continuing to make noise at the University of Nebraska. It's great to have Cash and catch up with Cash. As all of our guests, he's fed by our friends at Burger King, 2 for $3 on the sandwich, breakfast served daily until 11 a.m. Seattle's best iced coffee, 2 locations in Kearney to serve you, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Difficult situation in Lincoln when you got a, you know, it's one thing. I think it's one thing when Bill Callahan gets let go because he never really embraced Nebraska and no one really had any warm feelings towards him. It's a totally different feeling with Mike Anderson, who a lot of people think one of the really good guys in the sport, just from a win-loss perspective, couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Didn't get it done.
Well, he was a guy that came in under Sanders and then stayed obviously through Van Horn and was part of the early great success, you know, I guess to a degree almost overnight, you know, under Van Horn and then kind of kept it rolling. And I don't know that they didn't expect that it would keep rolling. But yeah, it just seems like I don't know the guy, don't know other than what I read about him, but, yeah, it does seem a little sad. I read the article that was in the World Herald, on Monday or Tuesday about it going back to Haymarket, watching his son play for the Lincoln team. And it was really I don't remember who wrote it. I think it was the Chatelain.
Dirk wrote it.
Wrote that article, and it was a great article in how he framed up that particular day. But it also added to really kind of how tough a situation it is. And you can tell just interviewing this kid and hearing other players on that team being interviewed, you know, to talk about their head coach, but they also know that I got from the sense in that interview was if anybody else was leading that athletic department, I'm not sure that the confidence would be coming out of there. But I mean, when they say Coach Osborne and Coach is saying, hey, I don't know, you know, we're going to figure this thing out, and Mike did a great job, and yet, you know, the people want it. They want it to be better. It was better. They've got this new facility, or, you know, fairly new facility. And I think they also see an opportunity that, you know, the Big Ten not being a conference that plays very competitive baseball, why can't they? Why can't Nebraska be that team to come out of that conference to be the showcase program?
I still love the people to this day. And you, when you get into these talks, it's like, well, I know we should have taken Childers back. Okay, that's an awesome way to look at it. That's fine. If you felt that way, that's great. How many shares of stock in Berkshire did your parents buy? Where the hell were they on that one?
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy to look back and, you know, well, God, the Cowboys should have taken Tom Brady in the fifth round before he went in the sixth round. Well, that didn't happen. And say what you want about Bill Byrne going to A&M and had his eye on Childress and picking. It didn't happen. We picked Mike Anderson. That's the bed we made. We slept in it. We're where we're at. We got to make a decision and go in a different direction. If Coach Childress would have been here, and we're going to the 18th best baseball conference in the nation, think Coach Childress is going to stick around?
Most likely not. Yeah.
I'm guessing that there's probably a greener pasture out there for someone in the baseball community that's on the up and up and got one of the elite teams in the nation. And I'm not saying by elite teams in the nation, I'm not talking about going to College World Series or Super Regionals. I'm talking playing for a regional, making some noise in that regional, advancing to, you know, close to the winner's bracket game. But that's, you know, you hear that, well, I know Coach Childress. Well, looking back, where were my parents at when that Berkshire deal was out there?
What were they thinking?
Scott, come on, Dad.
It seems like an easy decision.
You're so much better than that. it wasn't that much
money.
Mom,
Dad, how did you miss on that? Yeah, I mean, how did you miss?
Hey, we got to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess it's a Platt. It's Thunder in the Valley Classic Car Show. I was going to the Classic Car Show, and I knew
it
had a
name. It's
good
timing.
Thunder in the Valley. Mike Lineski's going to join us after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go. You know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days, just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some lingering clouds followed by some breaks as sun developing during the day today with highs around 70. Winds out of the southeast continue early, then turn to the northwest this afternoon around 10 to 20. Tonight's lows reach 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Right now, 57. So live your life. Hey.
Hey. You steady dressing up. See, Matt, that's good. Hangover 2 now out. And now saw the Hangover 2. Didn't I pass a movie theater? I heard the midnight showing was slammed. I've heard last night when I drove past Cinema 8, it was absolutely slammed. Cars all over. You? My
lovely wife called me on the way here and said, want to go to Hangover tonight?
Hey.
I'm like.
Yeah, you know what? I figured Charlie's probably all over this Kung
thing.
Fu Panda deal. Is he in the Kung Fu Panda?
You know, I don't know, not yet. One of my sons, yeah, is I think it caught his eye. Charlie's, he likes thing, blow it up, shoot it up. It scares me a little bit.
Yeah?
I mean.
That's good.
Yeah, I try to.
Probably fast cars.
Try to limit his TV time. I really do.
He loves fast cars, though.
He likes fast cars. He would like this.
Yes.
He would like this on Sunday, I can tell you that.
Hey, Mike Linusky joins us. He's heading up the Thunder in the Valley Classic Car Show going on in downtown Lexington this Sunday from noon to 4. Mike, how are you today?
I'm good. Yourself?
Well, we can't complain here getting in the holiday weekend. You got a big event. I know this deal gets bigger and bigger every year, and you got great sponsors to help you out. But this event came about how?
Well, I just like cars. One of our sponsors, Plum Creek Motors, used to put on a big show on Labor Day weekend, and they no longer do it. And we just felt, well, Lexington could use one. There's a lot of beautiful cars out in this area and areas within, you know, listening distance. And it just seemed we needed something down here, so it was something I wanted to do.
You know, one really neat thing about your car show is you do take on free will donations, and it all goes to people in the area. You're supporting a 3-year-old, Kevin Vargas, a kid that's battling leukemia. So you can come out and really show your support for this youngster.
Yeah, we could any help we could get would be deeply appreciated. Kevin presently is in Minnesota. They had to transport him out of Omaha. He'll be undergoing treatment again here for the next 6 weeks or so, starting next Thursday. So any money we can raise to help them out, along with anybody else in the future here, because we intend to do this year after year, would be great. Another thing is we have Kool-Aid coming down. We'll have him walking around out there passing out for the kids. Selby from Cell 1 will be out there. We'll be serving food at Eagles Club in town. Box Bar will be serving food. So come on down. You know, bring a car, anything, car, motorcycle, bicycle. If you got a little red wagon that you're proud of, bring it down, show it off.
Hey, this goes on Sunday afternoon from noon to 4. Is there a registration period, Mike?
Registration will start at 8:30 on Sunday morning, and it'll go on until you want to show up. If you show up at 3:59 and want to register it, we'll register you then too. And
hey, this is a great event for Memorial Day weekend, and it all goes on Sunday. And I think people are doing things all weekend long. But if you appreciate cars, Mike, how many cars do you have?
Myself?
Yeah.
Finished your projects.
Well,
I've got a few ready to go. I'll have a 70 Torino down there, a 1930 Dodge Rat Rod, a 93 Harley Davidson Sportster, and then I've got a 96 pickup that we just went crazy with the paint on that I'll have up there.
How many project cars you got?
No, about 20 more.
You really do like cars.
Yeah.
Obviously, the car deal is a passion. I'm really into fishing. I enjoy that a lot. People are into golf this time of weekend, but the car people are crazy, and they do love their cars and motorcycles, and they love seeing the engines, the hoods popped up. That'll all go on this Sunday from noon to 4. You've got some great sponsors. I know Sapp Brothers does a great job, H&H Auto Parts and Cozad, Lexington Glass Company, John's Liquor, Four Roads Counseling, Johnson Jewelry. Anybody else you want to mention?
Oh, we've got Platte Valley and Plum Creek Motors are both helping us out. We've got McDonald's, Walmart. Tyson has supplied us with some of the meat for the food we'll be cooking up. Plum Creek Marketplace is helping us out. The list just goes on. We've got about 20, 22, 24 big sponsors, S&S Pawn, Pizza Hut, let's see, Barmore Drug. Casey's store down here gave us several tickets to give away. We'll be giving away prizes to all the entries, or as many as we have, I guess. We'll be drawing for prizes for them. We will not be giving out trophies, but first 100 to show up will get a dash plaque. I think that's about where we're at.
Hey, Mike, and don't forget the Classic Hits Fabulous Prize Machine. 98.9 will be there 2 to 4.
Not forget that. And the nice thing there is they give about one prize minute away, so anybody that gets in line and gives her a pull is going to take something with them.
Boom goes the dynamite. It's pretty much that simple. You push the button, you're going to get something with the fabulous prize machine from Classic Hits 98.9. Mike, we'll try and steer people over your direction. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather.
Thank you.
Mike Lineski talking about Thunder in the Valley Classic Car Show going on in downtown Lexington this Sunday. It says noon to 4, but sounds like you get over there any time during the day, you're going to get to see some classic cars. I know, obviously, later in the summer here in Kearney, Cruise Night's a huge, huge event. I'm sure this event will continue to get bigger and bigger every year. Now, you're not a car guy. I'm not a car guy. I don't.
Other than the cars that come from Midway Auto dealership,
yeah,
I mean those cars.
Right.
I did work for a gentleman who was a car guy, and I had to laugh when he talked about completed or not completed cars. I didn't know there was ever a completed car because the guy I worked for had some beautiful classic cars, and it never seemed like they were ever completed. I mean, he was constantly ordering, you know, new parts to restore these cars that he owned. So I think it's
always interesting to those people. Why does it never have a hood on it? Where does the hood go? Oh, we haven't got that yet. Why don't you have? I don't understand that, but why is that quarter panel gone?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
We could get ourselves in a lot of trouble right now.
We're offending car people all over, but
and you know the beauty is they are all over, and it's huge here. I don't know what it's across the country, but right here in central Nebraska, it's big.
Well, you watch the Barrett Jackson, you know, all that stuff. People watch that, tune into it for literally hours upon hours, and watch them go one after another. So I think it's pretty big all over. So if you want to check out some classic cars, great for you. Sunday is where it's at, Lexington, Nebraska, Thunder in the Valley Classic Car Show. Mayor, we got to take a break. We're going to wrap things up after this.
I am Professor Nathaniel Burke from the University of Farmers, hallowed Institute of Higher Insurance Learning, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? To save money on auto insurance, you must forego an agent and go it alone. Solo. Wits against the world. No compass. The answer is false. A Farmer's agent is trained by me to save you money.
Call a Farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey, Golic, you know why I stay at a La Quinta Inns and Suites when I'm on business trips?
Let me guess. The massive workspace, the reward program with fast, free nights. No, wait. The pillow top beds in every room.
No, those are good reasons.
Oh, I know. You make your own waffles.
No, that's why you love La Quinta.
Oh, waffles.
You're drooling, Golic. No, the real reason, after a night's stay at La Quinta, I feel rested and ready. So whatever I'm there to do, I'm going to knock it out of the park. And that's funny because I'm a sports guy. Get it? Knock it out of the park?
Yeah, sports guy. More like idiot guy.
Was that called for?
La Quinta takes care of everything so you can take care of business.
Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Hey everyone, Doug Duda here again, inviting you to celebrate summer at the Memorial Day Blowout happening at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. Take advantage of the special blowout deals going on until the end of the month, in addition to their hassle-free pricing, where you're guaranteed the lowest price on every vehicle every day, plus lifetime car washes and your first year's maintenance free. Check out the all-new 2011 Chevy Cruze with up to 41 miles per gallon and room for five people, hassle-free priced at under $18,000, or how about the award-winning 2011 Malibu? During the Memorial Day blowout, you can buy one at 0% for $350 a month with no money down. And if you need something a little bigger for hauling, how about a brand new four-wheel drive Chevy Silverado with flex fuel capabilities and 21 miles per gallon highway for under $24,000? Visit thinkmidway.com or stop by their location on South 2nd Avenue. They'll have grills going both Saturday and Monday of Memorial Day weekend. So stop by the Memorial Day blowout, enjoy some barbecue, and start the summer off right with a new vehicle. If you want huge hassle-free savings, think Midway.
Huskers Kickers will do what they do best. Kick off the Buffalo County Community Partners Annual Fund Campaign.
Hit that thing.
The 2011 kickoff, Saturday, June 18th at UNK's Foster Field, features soon-to-be NFL kicker Alex Henry, former Husker and Bengal punter Kyle Larson, and current Husker Brett Maher. A photo session, autograph session, and tailgate party get underway at 11:30. Log on to bcchp.org. Event sponsored by Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Buffalo County Health Partners, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some lingering clouds followed by some breaks as sun developing during the day today with highs around 70. Winds out of the southeast continue early, then turn to the northwest this afternoon around 10 to 20. Tonight's lows reach 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 57.
I just come on here once in a blue moon, and you'd think friends would be supportive of my small, you know, once every couple of month role that you let me play on the show.
Yes.
And then getting texts asking, can you contribute anything to the show?
Well, that would hurt.
That does hurt.
Yeah, you're obviously contributing more than I am, so, you know.
It's not true, Merritt. We love you for who you are.
I really felt like there was a real team attitude when I walked in here.
It's different because it's usually not like that when Doug's here.
And we haven't even talked about hockey. You didn't even bring up hockey.
You know what? We haven't even talked about what's going on at the Event Center. You guys have got one great concert coming up this summer. Maybe you should tell the folks about that, Greg.
If the space is available, well, sure.
Absolutely.
We've got... a big show on July 1st, and you asked the question, is what day of the week is that? Because that's a holiday weekend, much like this weekend, and people maybe haven't made those plans yet. July 1st is a Friday. It was one of the three dates that we could choose to bring in Big and Rich with Gretchen Wilson, Cowboy Troy, and Two-Foot Fred. And I just happened to catch an interview with John Rich. There was a lot of stuff the last couple of weeks because he was on Celebrity Apprentice, and he talked about this tour. They're doing 40 cities, and we had to go out get this concert. I think it's going to be one of those like he talks. It's a party. Matter of fact, there's a bar on stage to even tell you what kind of party it's going to be. So July 1st, it'll be a lot of fun. I think it's priced right. It's going to be a later start, so you don't have to rush to wherever you're going to go. It's not until 8 o'clock, and it's 2.5 hours straight. You don't have to worry if they're going to come back on stage. It's 2.5 hours nonstop, good old country, music. So should be a lot of fun. And then
You see Big and Rich and the energy they bring to the morning, the college football game days. Coming to your city.
Yeah.
And they're bringing that to our little city. So we're looking forward to
it. Out here in the hinterlands.
the
hinterlands. I don't even think they know where it is until they get here. And then we're going to come back with in August, we've got the number one touring Christian rock show is Casting Crowns. Number two right now, I think, one of their singles, number two on the charts. We'll do a little nostalgic country in October with Kenny Rogers. And there's a couple other surprises that are around the corner that I think people are really going to enjoy.
Now, we let you know that our friend Kid Rock was coming to TD Ameritrade Park. Have we made a phone call to see?
I'd love to get Kid Rock. I don't know what we are part of a group. I guess you could say it's a buying group out of Los Angeles, and you have to pay a membership. And we're in this market. We're in that group. And there's another 60 arenas, but every week they have a conference call, and you can hear about all the acts. And Kid Rock comes up every week. And he plays, he might be 500,000 one week and 250,000 the next week. He's at a level he can just pick and choose where he wants to go and what he wants to charge somebody. I see he's playing the Frontier Days, Cheyenne Frontier Days as an example. And then, he's going to jump over and play on a weekday at the new event they're going to have this summer at TD Ameritrade. So
But a lot going on, nonetheless.
A lot going on.
With or without Kid Rock.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. And, of course, we'll have the big July 3rd event out there. We'll have two bands, outdoor food vendors, music starting late afternoon all the way up to the start of the fireworks. So, you know, we're just going to try a lot of different things because we hope to appeal to a lot of different people. You know, not just at some point we need to be looking at some classic rock and some other things. So, it's all fun, and of course, Storm Hockey. As much as it seems like, well, that's behind us for a few months, not for our coaching staff. I mean, those guys, all three right now, out, you know, looking at the players we just drafted, trying to make sure that the players we did draft are going to be in camp in Las Vegas next month. So, it's fun. There's a lot happening. It's a great business to be in.
Yeah, the circus going on.
It's every day.
There's a circus.
There's a circus every day.
But real animals out there.
Real animals, yeah. We had the circus, a good little circus last night, which actually benefits the Shriners and
awesome.
local guys. That's what's neat about that show is it's local guys that you see every day doing good things, and glad that we can help them out and host that.
Also last week, you had the roller derby, which actually, I think at the start of the week, people were like, yeah, we'll probably have 800, 1,000, and then all of a sudden, 2,000 tickets were sold, 2,500 tickets were sold, upwards of over 3,000 people showed up.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'll be the first to say we weren't prepared. I mean, you know, I'd like to have been better prepared than we were. I also don't know that it's, you know, that goes back. We're going to try some things. Whether or not they stick, I mean, I know there were people that it for most of us, including myself, I'd never seen roller derby. I mean, I've seen some. I remember the Raquel Welch on, you know, back in the 70s did the whole thing, the movie that came out. But yeah, I you know, it's unique, it's different. Would we do it again? Not right away. You know, I mean, I think that those events, you try them, you hope you intrigue people, and it's unique, and you can win in at the turnstiles for doing it. But you got to keep thinking of what's the next thing.
Well, something's unique, and something you're always winning. That Troutman's Quality Meat.
Wow.
What a weekend.
Memorial weekend and grilling.
There you go. Whether you're talking just regular hamburgers, well, they're not regular hamburgers. Troutman's Quality Meat, you will not buy your hamburger. I say it about bacon all the time, folks. You will not buy a hamburger anywhere else once you have Troutman's hamburger. It's just different. I don't know how. I don't know why. It's just different with what Kerry does at Troutman's Quality Meats. The steaks are different as well. Check them out. There's always a great selection to choose from. They always age them a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. It's always USDA certified Angus beef. There's a large selection.
It's not 80-20.
No.
Don't you always have to look at that going, do you want hamburger or do you want the, do you really want the 80-20?
When you dump it out, it doesn't shrink. No, it's different.
I want hamburger.
There you go. Then you go to Troutman's. I know you're a big fan, as I am. They've got great seafood available. If you can't catch walleye, they've got it for you out there. Troutman's Quality Meat. T-Bone's waiting for you at front. Plus, there's always someone at the counter to help you with your purchase. Hey, maybe you got friends coming to town. You want your ribeyes cut thicker than they've got them behind the counter? Not a problem. Carry it custom, fit it, custom wrap it, whatever you want for your meat. Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend. It's different at Troutman's. Merritt, that about does it, doesn't it?
Well, I think we have to announce our winner for the Big Dally's Deli, and I think it's going to go to Chad in Grand Island with there was once a sports guy named Daddy. He was terrible at golf, but never got Maddie over the road and through
Maddie's
the park.
Not even a word.
Oh, it is. You made up words. Don't do this.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. All while knocking trees from their bark. For he knew back at the clubhouse he would just blame his caddy.
Fair enough. Congratulations. We got a Big Dally's Deli sandwich meal going out to Chad in Grand Island. Thanks for playing, Chad. We'll have three more words for you next week. Appreciate the emails that rolled in. Appreciate your phone calls this week. Appreciate Mike from Grand Island being a contributor to the show this week. I want to thank Greg Shea for stopping in and joining us today. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Doug, keep your head down. Keep your head down.
Head down.
Head pronate, down.
Pronate the hips. Pronate, supernate. That's what it's about, Douglas. I also want to thank Cash Kalkowski for joining us, Nebraska baseball outfielder. and Mike Lineski for Thunder in the Valley Classic Car Show going on in Grand Island. You know what? On Tuesday, we're going to recap the whole weekend in sports, including the Byron Nelson Classic, including start of the NBA playoffs, including the Indy 500, and who has the milk poured all over them. We look forward to seeing you Tuesday. Doug and Daddy Show right here on Southern Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Folks, have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend. And please, please, from all of us here, don't drink and drive.
And wave at Daddy.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.